T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here is the deal of the day. Hold on to your hat. Here comes some speedy savings. Take 50% off a Niagara Jet Adventure ride through the Niagara Rapids. Your thrilling ride is just $65. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Tony, why are you doing that? You want to look like a guy from the hood or what?
No, the air conditioner is cranking right on my bald head.
Is it really?
Yes.
You should grow hair. It's amazing when you have hair, when the first time you shave it off, how you feel every bit of cold air. That's true.
Oh, it really does. And with this thing, it's nonstop.
Should I have a Buzzy warm your head? What do you think?
No, I'm
We're all one team here.
I'm all right.
Whatever I need to do to better the show.
Thank you. I knew you'd be willing. Now, here's somebody who cuts right to the chase, and they're probably right, and they hit a target. Sandy, they need licenses so they can drive cabs in New York City. Signed, Carol from Lancaster. I think you're probably right, Carol. But the thought of 200,000 to 300,000 people getting driver's licenses who have no right to be here. Now, you know, sometimes we get in the weeds and you forget. We very much welcome legitimate immigration. If you go through the process, and it's a tedious process and it takes some time, it costs some money. But if you go through the process and become a citizen, you are welcome with open arms with all that citizenship has to offer. We will hug you as a new citizen. But you come in here illegally and you sign up for every free thing we got, and then you have people who tell us it's just common sense for us to welcome you even though you're here illegally and sucking the treasury dry. It doesn't make any sense to me. Not at all. Let's go to, who would this be? This would be Frank in North Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm fine, Frank. What do you have for us?
Well, 15 months ago, my fiancé and I moved out to Hawaii to get away from this nonsense.
Oh, wow. Now that's a bold and good move.
Absolutely. Best move of my life next to the one I'm making on Saturday.
What are you doing on Saturday?
Getting married, but back here in Buffalo.
Oh, congratulations. I wish you and your wife a very happy and long-lasting marriage. And how do you like living in Hawaii so far?
Oh, we love it. It's paradise.
Yeah, it is. I watch those Hawaiian real estate shows. It's not an inexpensive place to be, but if you are there, it's gorgeous.
Our island's a little more affordable than the others, but it's a beautiful place.
And you don't have New York banging on your door asking for more money.
No, and it still gets under my skin because I'll hear the news back here and what's going on, and it bothers me. The New Yorkers put up with it.
Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised, because we have to go along for the ride, whatever New York City wants, and we couldn't be more different as a society. So I think it's almost taxation without fair representation. Well, I wish you and your wife a very happy marriage, and good luck to you, Frank.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, imagine that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, imagine the moving truck. They don't take it across the water.
No,
but
they don't.
You know, I was offered one job in Hawaii at KPOI, and the program director says, that's when I was at KB, as a disc jockey. And he says, KPOI, he says, and they're still on the air. I looked them up the other day. He says, our studios are right on the beach. He said, you could introduce a record that's a little bit longer and run out into the ocean and come back. Now, he didn't know I didn't swim, so that it wasn't as compelling as it would be for somebody else. But imagine recruiting for Hawaii. Bette Midler lives there. Famous Amos lives there. Lots of people.
As great as that sounds, if I was in Hawaii, I wouldn't get to work with the fabulous people I get to work with here at WBEN.
Oh, my God, Buzzy, you're learning it, and you're learning it fast. Can you suck up enough? That's very, very nice. Okay. Let's go to who's next? Let's go to Michael on a cell phone. Michael, you're on WBEN.
Well, my thing I want to know about is there any reason any judge out there could call in and give an answer to this? Why a concerned citizen couldn't go up to Albany? Because this law cannot be legal to begin with.
Yeah, yeah, if you think about it, they're sanctioning illegality.
Yeah, well, why can't one of us as a concerned citizen go to Albany and place every one of these lawmakers who passed the law, who voted yes, under citizen's arrest?
Well, let's see. A citizen's arrest has to be a felony. I don't know exactly. I like the thought. I don't know exactly the process. Maybe a lawyer could call in and tell us if it's possible. But I certainly like the thought, because it really seems like in the early days of our republic here, it was more wild and woolly. And now it's harder to do that, but it's not impossible. So, hey, thanks for planting that seed in our mind, Michael. Appreciate it. Wow, what do you think of that? Well, first of all, I think there will probably, if it passes and signed into law, there will probably be a court fight in this, I would guess. Because here's the problems they're going to have. They're issued through the county clerk's office, the DMV, okay? And like ours, Mickey Curran says he's not going to do it because he thinks it's illegal. He's not going to do it. So somebody will file suit to prove it is illegal, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But that's the whole point. These are legislators who are supposed to be, they take an oath of office to uphold the laws and follow the Constitution. All right? This is directly against what the law says. The law says these people shouldn't be here at all. So how can you, if you are a legislator, how can you pass laws that you know affect people who are here illegally? I'd like to know that. How do you get to defend, you know, we talk all this about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Boy, I hope they didn't get any favors from the president, okay? That's what we've heard for 2 years. And yet, we kind of disregard the fact that we're giving things to people who are here illegally. They're here illegally. They didn't just say something to somebody. They're physically here, and they're committing an illegal act, and we're rewarding an illegal act. Now, I'm sure some slam-bam lawyer who would like to make a name for him or herself could come up with a legal argument that fits the general thought that I just gave. If you're under oath to uphold the law, and you just passed a law that breaks a law, how are you doing your job? And how are you not liable for some kind of sanction? So I think that's what will happen. I think somebody will challenge it. I hope so. We count on it now. It seems like the only relief we get is from the courts, and sometimes the courts are crazy too. Let's take a break and return. Me and Buzzy and Hoodie on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And we've heard demand and necessity from immigrant communities that are hurting. I see it in immigrant children who live in fear that when they go out with their parents in a car to get to school or to the doctor, something might happen and they may be separated from their parents, or they may lose one parent simply because of the lack of a driver license. And it's not right. But today I'm proud to be in Buffalo, where Assembly Member Crystal Peoples Stokes has been an outspoken advocate of this bill. Rather than creating lines, she is seeing how this is a broad issue that cuts across lines, that increases road safety for all people, that increases the well-being and security of our community here in Buffalo and in the region, not just our urban region, but our farming region, where this issue is very important. And I am so, I'll say disappointed, but it's not really strong enough. And the assembly members, and my assembly member, Sean Ryan, yep, who has been silent is too nice a word on this issue. Absolutely. He voted no last week on this issue, and yet he represents one of the most immigrant-dense districts in Buffalo. He's not representing his district. But we're celebrating today because we know that common sense and fairness and equality will prevail.
Common sense, there it is.
And that this is a common sense piece of legislation that benefits all families, and sure in particular does. Immigrant families, and we're so excited to see it.
I'm so excited.
Most likely, pass an assembly today and Senate. We call on you. Take the next step.
Yeah. How about that? Thank you. Thank you, 12 people. We really appreciate it, and it is common sense. You know who else said that? Now, that was a woman that was talking, I assume, because I have a quote here from Marcos Crespo, a Bronx Democrat who sponsored the bill, told his colleagues, it's common sense, good policy, and the right thing to do. First of all, Marcos, it's not common sense. It's lousy policy and the wrong thing to do. They got the wrong quote on this guy. I kind of find it amusing that they're trying to make a big hullabaloo out of the fact the president said if he got dirt on an opponent from a foreign government, he'd take it. Anybody would take it. And then you could find out yourself. You could do further work beyond that to see if it's true and to verify it. And you actually should do that. I mean, that would be required. And if it is true and it's something that's truthful, I think the public has a right to know before they vote. So the thought that these are all holier than thou people.
This is proof that he was colluding with Russia, Mr. Beach.
If they walked up and told you Hillary Clinton, you know, did this or that, you would listen. Obviously, you would check it out. What are you going to do, put your hands over your ears and go, I don't want to hear this. Come on. Come on. Let's get serious. They're getting really desperate.
They're looking dumber.
They really are. We're in a very desperate period. Let's go to Joe in Buffalo. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. What do you have for us today, Joe?
Well, I listen to all the same rationale out in Las Vegas. I have a winter home out there.
Okay.
And 2 or 3 years ago, there was people giving the same, what you would call reasoning for giving the illegal licenses and nothing would occur. There'd be no voter fraud. There was promises made like, insurance reasons. It was practical for illegal aliens. They have driver's licenses.
Okay.
Well, in the past 2 years, they've turned that state. Mind you now, I have a lot of Republican friends out there, although I'm a Democrat. In 2 years, they've turned that state from red to blue because they didn't mark the driver's licenses with the fact that this person is not a citizen. And interestingly enough, I've mentioned to the county chairman, Republican county chairman, that now they're living in a state where the state, now the governor is a Democrat, and every elected official below the northern part of the state is a Democrat.
So the license did not say that it was a non-citizen, and so they worked their way into getting voting privileges. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, is there no investigation into voter fraud?
You know, if I told you that they're coming in busloads to vote.
Okay. It wouldn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me now, especially in a community like Las Vegas, which probably hires a lot of people off the books, a lot of people who are here illegally because they have so many jobs they need done to satisfy the tourism industry.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me that that would be like here. But thanks for the warning. Because we'll see if it gets that far, if it becomes a law, we'll see what the licenses will reflect, if they'll reflect they're a non-citizen. But thanks for the heads up, and we'll be looking for it, Joe. Thank you, and glad to see you back here for a while. All right. That's something to think about, too. Remember, in a lot of times when you're getting a driver's license, you can sign up to vote. And we'll see. Knowing New York is so sleazy, they're probably going to try and slide that in there too. I haven't seen what a sample would look like under a new proposal.
Well, if they were able to get access to what party to pick, I wonder what party they would side with.
I don't know. Let me see. I'm thinking.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a D.
Delirious Party?
The Democrats.
Yeah, they are. They really sound dumb. I have one here. Let's see. I hope I can find it now. It's already probably gone up there. Okay, here it is. I found it. Geez, can you imagine being married to that common sense woman? I'd saw my own head off with a Burger King knife just to get away from her. Yeah, annoying, isn't she? She's annoying. She's shrill.
She'd be a lot of fun at a party.
Yeah, she's very shrill and annoying. But hey, what's the matter with you guys? This is common sense.
To her.
It is common sense to reward people who break the law. Let's see, if a burglar comes into your home and can't find where the good silverware is, leave a note with some arrows and say, over there in that cabinet, okay? I mean, please, if you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. And how can people who are in charge of upholding the law reward people with those who are breaking the law? I'd like to know that. I'd like to see that in a court presentation and see what they would say. Okay, let's go to line two, which would be Gary in Cherry Creek. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Yes, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Gary.
Yes, I used to work in the transportation industry for many years, and a lot of the things you've been talking about, you know, the illegality of even giving them licenses,
yep,
the possibility of voter fraud going into it, you know, and such like. And then, of course, this common sense lady kind of brought back something that many years ago I took a class for inspection of heavy vehicles. And in this class, we were given DOT manuals, which are very thick, very small, but very thick. And they got about 900 pages to them. And our instructor said, you can read these manuals from cover to cover. He says, in like most government publications and documents, you will never find the words common and sense used together in the same sentence.
And I bet they don't assume that if you're here illegally, you have a legitimate driver's license. Good point. Thank you very much. Yeah, common sense isn't part of their presentation. And but she was using it. Simply because one of the sponsors, I told you who he was. I'm not familiar with him from downstate. Marcos Crespo. Doesn't that sound like a breakfast cereal? Try new Crespos for your breakfast enjoyment.
Ooh, cinnamon-flavored Crespos,
what? You
please?
Want Crespos with raisins? Now available. Huh? What do you think? Anyway, it's Marcos Crespo who says, it also sounds like a swear. Something bad happens, you go, oh, Marcos Crestos. You know, doesn't that sound like it?
I'll hit the dump button.
Do not use his name in vain. But anyway, he says it's common sense, good policy, and the right thing to do.
Did you say talking points?
Oh, my God. She even uses the same phrases. They're not even original enough to come up with alternate tripe than they heard originally. Come up with something new. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back with Beach and Company, let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Mr. Deep Voice Roy. What do you have for us today? See, you can even laugh in a lower register than I can. I'm very jealous. What do you have, Roy?
Okay, I got to stop laughing here. I would like to, excuse me, I would like to add two comments pertaining to the green light legislation as part of a larger program.
Well, I'm glad because that's what we're talking about. Lay them on us.
Okay. Number one, Doris Messner was head of the Migration Policy Institute for decades. She also was Bill Clinton's commissioner of the Immigration and Natural Relations Service, a position she used to set up much of the present border crisis. And she's also a member of the Leftist Council on Foreign Relations and works closely with the United Nations to promote migration as a right. Secondly, there is another connected problem.
What's that?
The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was negotiated by Messner's colleague, Robert Lighthizer, another member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, there's a problem with this because this is a 2,325-page treaty and has some traps in it. There are provisions protecting migrant rights and prohibiting quotas on foreign workers. This will create many confusing legal problems with judges in the United States, judges of the Treaty Tribunal, and the World Trade Organization Tribunal.
Well, migrant rights differ from illegal migrants. In other words, migrants, you can be here as a legal migrant and have a legal standing. If you're illegal, I don't think it should go beyond that. You shouldn't be represented in court in America if you're here illegally.
Well, see, the thing is, they're trying to confuse regular migration with illegal migration.
Of course they are, and that's why they never say illegal. Never once. You'll never see any spokesperson for this type of thing say illegal, because that's the poison pill. That would kill it, and they know it.
Yeah, well, that's why they use the term migration instead of illegal. They're deceptive, you know.
Yeah, the woman who's driving us all crazy today says migration. She does not say illegal, sure.
Right. Exactly. That's the way they work it.
So you think it'll end up in court, as I do, and have the judges decide?
Well, it probably will, and you know, they would decide against it. They'll appeal it. You know, they'll appeal it for the next 20 years till they get what they want.
Yeah, and then they'll find out that if mom and dad have a license and Junior doesn't, that you know, it gets insane. It's like creepy, crawly things. They start with one, you lift the rock, and there's 20 more. And this piece of legislation does not cut it, as far as I'm concerned. And I hope it gets shot down by the Senate. Thank you, Roy. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it. Okay, who's next after Roy? It would be Tom in Tonawanda. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Great show.
Thank you, Tom in Tonawanda.
This is so wrong, and I'll tell you, it's a logistic nightmare. Who's going to take the written test for these people? Who's going to take the actual physical driving test for these people? Do they even know what yield means? Do they know they're required to stop for a school bus?
And do they speak English? Normally, nobody wants to deal with that because you don't want to be seen as a racist. But if you can't speak English, you can't read the signs. Some of the signs are pretty easy to figure out, but some of them aren't. And I don't want somebody driving around in a car that doesn't understand the sign tells them not to go there.
I know. It's so crazy. And then they're going to, even if they do get these licenses, they're not going to have any, the car's not going to be registered and all that. They're going to get into an accident and drive away if they can.
Yeah, and the whole point is they're trying to make the case that it's going to make driving safer and that the premiums on insurance will actually be lower. I mean, I wish they wouldn't insult us like that.
I agree.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, it's one thing to make a legitimate point, you know, it's like, you know, two people fencing, legitimate point. But when they're asinine and they're loud and asinine, it doesn't seem like a fair fight, does it? And it also doesn't seem that we elected officials to represent illegals. They are supposed to represent us who are here legally. They're not supposed to be representing illegals. And I'd like to know if that is not failure to do assigned work, Why are they doing that? It's like you hire somebody to represent you and goes to court with your neighbor instead of you. If they're there to represent us, how can they be representing illegals? I'd like to know that. It's a pretty simple question. I mean, I don't think this is an advanced law degree question. Who are they there to represent? If they're there to represent us, they are not us because they are illegal. Figure that out. It's not hard to figure out. Let's go to Jeff in line one in North Tonawanda. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for the call.
Yes, Jeff.
Talked with you guys a couple of times, but my wife is a legal immigrant from Canada.
Good for her.
As of June 2nd, she's been 3 years a citizen of this, the greatest country in the history of the world. But
congratulations. That's what we like to hear. Go ahead.
Fact, because I did go to the DMV with her to get her license. She was asked 3, 4, 5 times about signing up to register to vote, and I kept telling them she can't do that. Yep, she can. Here's the paperwork. We can help her with it. I said, she can't do that. Yep, we can do it right here. Had I not intervened, she very well could have been registered to vote and have voted for all those years before she was legally able to vote. And my understanding is that Erie County has mostly iPads. So once you get your license, you go to your iPad and you can register to vote. I think that's something that probably we know is their end game. But you've got about 750,000 illegals in New York State alone who are not only going to be able to drive, but they're probably going to be able to vote. And that is creepy.
That's probably the subplot of what we're talking about. Your wife did it the right way, and I'm glad that you corrected them because you're supposed to be a citizen to be able to vote in this country. It's pretty fundamental, but they're trying to bypass that too. Hey, thank you. We appreciate your call there, Jeff. Let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. Well, this weekend is Father's Day, and of course, you haven't heard much about Father's Day simply because it's dwarfed in comparison to Mother's Day. Mom gets all of the special recognition. You see Mom on TV. Dad, here's a tie. It looks familiar. Yeah, I gave it to you 5 years ago. I thought you'd forget about it. Here's your same tie again. So Dad gets leftover gifts or things that, are the closest to the door of Walmart. And Mom luxuriates in fine appreciation of her children. So, Tony, you're a father. I'm a father. Someday Beamer will be a father. And we all go through the same thing. We have to bow to Mom. But in my case, I'm willing to do it. My mother was the best. And I'm sure you think the same about your mother.
Yeah, I miss my mom and dad very much. But last year I got a painted rock that says, Dad Rocks.
Well, it's a cute idea. Yeah. You know, except Nicky's now 17. So he should be a little more advanced than that. But that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter used to give us gifts when she was growing up, when she was real young. She'd give us gifts we already owned because they're in our house. And we bought them. And they're on a shelf or something, she would go shopping in our house. And then she would wrap up something like she found that she liked and put our name on it. And that was cute, but she kept doing it too long. After she went off to college, we had to put the gifts back on the shelf.
Well, you know, they have fun making these things in school.
It is fun. It is fun, and you'll like it. And don't ever throw away that first handprint. Everybody gets a handprint.
Yeah, it's in a box downstairs.
Yeah, no, don't ever throw it away because you'll be disappointed if you do.
There was another one with little footprints that
same type of thing.
Yeah, and that brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, because when you look back, there's no way you can replace it. You can't go and buy another one.
Yeah, something like following in your footsteps.
Yeah, it's nice. And those things, when you look at them later, they're very nice and they mean a lot.
And one thing Joe is going to discover is that being a father is the greatest thing on earth.
Next to good seats for the Mets.
Possibly discover.
Yeah.
Possibly discover.
Oh, yeah. You're good breeding stock there. So I think you should you should consider that. You want to hand that down to another generation there, Joe.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of the opposite.
Okay, let's go to who would be next? It would be Patrick in Hamburg. Patrick, you're on WBEN.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm just wondering what you think of Sean Ryan. I mean, if you look at his record, he's been one of the leftiest guys out there. He's left of the left. But now that Chris Jacobs' seat might be available next year in the Senate, now all of a sudden Mr. Assemblyman Sean Ryan wants to make himself sound a little more conservative, and he's disappointing the lefties in his district there that got him elected, because now he wants to run for a more conservative seat in the Senate. I'm just thinking, what do you think about his flip-flopping and all this? And it typical or what?
A politician flip-flopping? I've never heard of that before. I would assume that they would stick to their core values, except we've been known, look at Joe Biden right now. He doesn't know what side he's on. It's the same thing. It's almost expected. And you margin that in as to his true value if he's not willing to stick with his core to get that seat. And so I don't appreciate flip-flopping. Thank you. Thank you very much. Not that,
that was a great point, by the way, on his part.
Yeah, it was. And it's not like it's a surprise.
No. We should never be surprised. Biden flips every time he... Yeah, let me pander to this group.
Got to keep track. Yeah. He'll say, what group am I speaking to here? What do you like? Oh, I like that too.
Yeah, count me in.
What don't you like? You know? Good, I don't like that either. I'm with you.
I've always been against it.
I've always been that way. Hello, I must be going. Let's go to, we got two bills here. One will become a law. No. This bill is from Buffalo. Buffalo, Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Like I said, this is just a ridiculous idea, and it seems every new thing they have for illegal immigration, for undocumented immigrants, as they call them in New York State, it's just designed to act as a magnet for more illegal immigration. And I honestly think it's a page out of the Phil Rumor playbook. Once you give them something, you will never, ever, ever be able to take it back. They will always keep that and hold on to it. And they'll just keep taking and taking until there's generally no difference between an undocumented immigrant and a U.S. citizen besides the right to vote. And that's the end game. Once they get that, that's the end of
it. Oh, that's it. Once they get the right to vote, it's the end of the two-party system. There's no question about that. So you're not buying that it's common sense legislation.
Absolutely not.
I'm with you. Thank you very much. No common sense for you. Well, that's true. Well, once you give them something, you don't get it back. And it's what gets lost in this whole squabble is the fact that I think most fair-minded Americans welcome legitimate, by the book, by the process, immigration. We understand we still have things to offer people from other countries that they wouldn't dream of being able to get in their home country. Maybe it's persecution, maybe it's treatment of women, who knows what it might be. And it's better here. And you can understand people wanting to come here. And guess what? We want you to come here. But we want you to be a person coming here and going through the process, showing us that you have an interest in becoming an American, taking the steps necessary to do that. I don't know why you think we should welcome you when you sneak into the country. It's not like it's like anything else. We wouldn't welcome you if you snuck into our house, okay? But if you come in the front door and you start taking the road that'll make you a legal resident of the United States, you are most welcome. I really don't know anybody that's against legal immigration. But almost everybody I know is very much against illegal immigration because it's like that's the first step. If your first step is illegal, how can the rest of it be legal? If you don't have standing as an American citizen or a permanent green card or whatever it might be, if you don't have legal standing, how can we deal with you? How can we say, okay, you're entitled to these things when these things are reserved for people who do it the proper way? And shame on the politicians. We did not elect you to represent illegals. We didn't do it. You're not supposed to be representing them. You're supposed to be representing us. But we know who you really represent, and that's yourself. We're not dumb. We understand it. We see it. We're trying to figure a way around it. So far, it's been a little difficult. Years and years and years of this crap in New York State. It's a wonder we can get our head on straight in the morning. But the bottom line is, I don't think this is good common sense legislation by any manner of means. And the fact that they're selling that and trying to get us to swallow it infuriates me even more. Okay, that about wraps it up. What, Puckett is next? Does he have a legal standing in this country?
You know, I never checked.
We never asked to see it, did you?
No, huh? I never thought to.
He's saying he does. We'll take his word for it. A legally standing Tom Puckett is next, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.